All right, I'd like to look into the Word of God right now. I'm thinking about a bunch of scripture in Jeremiah, actually the entire book I'm looking at it, since they sang that song. But really, if I understand my feeling, I want to speak from 2 Chronicles, but in the 5th chapter of Jeremiah, we find God said, "But this people hath a revolting and rebellious heart. They are revolted and gone." Now, a lot of God's people are gone. They won't be back, and they'll suffer the wrath of God as long as they live. Then when the angel comes, and you're still his child, and when Jesus sends his angel, and the grave delivers you up, or the seed delivers you up, I don't care where you're at, the angel will get you, and the angel will carry you yonder to where the body's at. Friend, listen. If you're gone in this life, you'll hear the sad denunciation, "Depart from me, ye worker of iniquity." You his child, all right, for eternity. And listen, he says, neither say they in their heart, "Let us now fear the Lord our God." No, you're not saying. You won't even tell your wife that. Many of your wives won't tell your husband that. You won't tell your children that. Listen. He said, "Your iniquities have turned away these things, and your sins are withholding good things from you. For among my people are found wicked men." That's the main thing I'm looking at. "For among my people are found wicked men." I'll tell you, my friend, I'm looking now at the 18th chapter of Ezekiel, all scripture in Ezekiel, and harmony with the 18th chapter. Friend, listen, God is still God, and he doesn't love you a bit better or a bit less than he loved our forefathers. And he got to be by you and by me just like he was our forefathers. And it's all according to our conduct, the way we love him and fear him. My friend, he cannot show partiality when we all do the same thing or do alike. You see, it's according to our obedience. Then in the 6th chapter, I'm looking at a scripture in the 6th chapter. He said, "To whom shall I speak and give warning, that they may hear? Behold, their ear is uncircumcised, that they cannot hearken. Behold, the word of the Lord is unto them a reproach. They have no delight in it." I'll tell you, now that's these wicked people. It's among his people. God has wicked people. Among his people, they've turned from their righteousness. They turned their back on God. They said to God, "I'm going my way. I'm just going to live a short span in this life, and I'm going to heap up. I'm going to get to myself. I'm going to have my way. I'm going my way. I'm going to do my pleasure." But listen, friends, he's still crying. He's still that old man of God. He's still on the wall, and God's saying to you, He says, therefore they shall fall among them that fall. At the time that I visit them, they shall be cast down, saith the Lord. Now, he's talking about the time when we're all gathered as a shepherd divided his sheep from the goat. Then he said, "Thus saith the Lord, stand ye in the ways and see, and ask for the old paths, where is the good way, and walk therein, and ye shall find rest for your soul." Some of you people will never know this good rest anymore. You're gone. You're gone, and you'll never have this rest and this peace anymore. You're gone. Bye-bye. Bless God, I'm not coming to you. Friend, well, I'm looking at another scripture there. He said, just leave them alone. Let them return to you. Don't you return to them. Let them return. That's what I'm talking about. Bye-bye. Until you come back, some of you won't come either. So now listen. He said, but they said, "We will not hearken therein. We will not walk therein. We will not hearken to the word of God. We will not walk therein." That's what they said. That's what God said that these wicked people that was among his people would say. He said, also I set watchmen over you, saying, hearken to the sound of the trumpet. But they said, we will not hearken. So God's got our number, and I'm so glad he does. Friend, listen. He said, here, behold, I will bring evil upon this people, even the fruit of their thoughts, because they have not hearkened unto my words, nor to my law, but rejected it. Brother, God's got your number. I'm so glad he's got my number. Friend, listen. It's like the song, he got a lot of people's number. In fact, he got everybody's number. All right. Are you blessed every day now? Are you blessed today that the scripture that I've has a scripture that I've quoted to you, did it bless your heart and life? Or did you feel a little bit of resistance? Friend, if you felt any resistance at all, you're one of those wicked people that's among God's children. All right. I want to show you a man that walked with the Lord, that loved the Lord, that depended on the Lord for 35 years. My friend, I'll tell you something. The night down at Brother DeWitt Taylor's house, and I said, Father, if you'll forgive, I'll try. I didn't mean just 35 years. My friend, listen, you people that started to stumble and you have fallen, many of you have gotten up several times, but look at your life. Look at your life. Look at your influence. Look at your testimony. It's just like a liar. When you catch a man in a lie one time, you don't know where to believe him the next time. I don't care how many times he makes the acknowledgement. You don't know where to believe him the next time or not. You take a feller, it'll beat one man out of something that he owes him. Well, bless God, friend, listen. If a man will beat you, he'll beat me. If he'll beat me, he'll beat you. You see, that's the way the trend goes. So I'll tell you what. When we understand the Bible, and we believe the Bible, and we really believe that God is the God of the Bible, and the God that he says he is, seems to me like it calls us to fear him. But it doesn't. You see, the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eye, and the pride of life, these things war against your soul, your very life. Here was a man, Asa, in Second Chronicles. Asa was a wonderful character. And like I said, for 35 years, friend, listen, there was no war. He just got along fine. God was blessing him. He relied on God, and God blessed him bountifully, and God taking care of his enemies. You see, God will fight for you. If it's necessary, he'll kill. I'm talking about put your enemy in the grave. Friend, if it's necessary, if you walk upright and stay with God, God will handle those enemies. You don't have to worry about your enemies. God will handle them. So in this, I believe we'll start in the 15th chapter, and I'd like to take this word by word, phrase by phrase, but then we'll get started. I'm looking at the entire Second Chronicles, but let's begin with the 8th verse. I want you to see this man. And when Asa heard these words, and the prophecy of Oded, the prophet, he took courage. Now, here's what the prophets did to Asa, long as he was trusting in the Lord. When he heard the words of the prophet, he taken courage. Now, listen. And put away the abominable idols out of all the land of Judah and Benjamin, and out of the cities which he had taken from Mount Ephraim, and renewed the altar of the Lord that was before the porch of the Lord. You see what a man will do when he believes the word of the prophet. Now I want you to watch this man. And the only person friend that'll take the word of God by the mouth of the man of God is a person that's relying upon God, trusting in God. Now listen, in the 8th, 9th verse, and he gathered all Judah and Benjamin and the strangers with them out of Ephraim and Manasseh and out of Simeon, for they fell to him out of Israel in abundance when they saw that the Lord his God was with him. All the people who feared God fell unto him, and that's Asa. They came to Asa when they saw that the Lord was with him. We're living in a curious time. We're living in perilous time now. It's men that know, it's women, boys and girls that know who God is with. And still, brother, they walk afar off on account of the fear of man, what man shall say about them or do unto them. But you listen to man, friend, listen. God bless your soul. The night I said, Father, if you'll forgive, I'll try. Listen, what man says and what man does has been my least worry ever since. You can like it or lump it. Bless God, brother, listen. I'm after that man that the Lord's with. Amen. I'm after that woman that the Lord's with. And you hypocrites, bless God that God's against you. You're going in the name of the Lord. Your love is fingerly. And Paul said, let love be without dissimulation. That's pretense. Brother, your love is pretense. Why, go your way. Bless God. Listen, people. Here was a man that the Lord is with. And from these neighboring countries or tribes, the people, friend, they fell to him when they saw the Lord with him. So they gathered themselves together at Jerusalem in the 3rd month in the 15th year of the reign of Asa. Now this is in the 15th. I want you to watch the years. This is in the 15th year of reign of Asa. And they offered unto the Lord the same time of the spoil which they had brought 700 oxen and 7,000 sheep. And they entered into a covenant to seek the Lord God of their father with all their heart and with all their soul. Thank God Almighty today, my friend, for Asa. He walked with the Lord, and the Lord is with him, and the people saw that God is with him, and they fell to him from all these tribes. And my friend, they brought substance to make the offering. And listen, friend, they entered into a covenant to seek the Lord God of their fathers, the Lord God of their fathers, with all their heart and with all their soul. Thank God Almighty. Well, Lord, I want to stay down this scripture now. You see, I could turn loose, bless God, and I wouldn't come to this microphone no more. I'll tell you what's the truth. But I want to say something. I'm so grateful. Now, in my early ministry, I'd leave out and I'd never come back. But I'm so glad, and this is through prayer and supplication. God has blessed me to the extent that I can, and he'll let me realize it. And I love him so much for that. I can just feel it. I'm about to leave out, and my affection just go to God for him to just let me stay right down with the word, and he'll just ease up his power. You might say, a lot of you, listen, right now, God has, he's lifted more power from me, and is still flooding my entire body, and he's lifted more power from me in the last few seconds since my affection went to it than a lot of preachers had ever felt. Oh, hallelujah, God, brother. You hear me, people? Well, blessed be God. Well, let's try to get right into the word of God. Now, listen, that whosoever would not seek the Lord God of Israel should be put to death. Thank God for such a people. Whether small or great, whether man or woman, and they swore unto the Lord with a loud voice, and with shouting, and with trumpets, and with cornets, and all Judah rejoiced at the oath. Thank God, O my soul, people. For they had sworn with all their heart. They didn't come faint-hearted, did they? They didn't come, let love be without dissimulation. They didn't come pretending. They come wholehearted. They like old G.C. was down at Brother D. West Sailor's the night that I had pulled in the well, it didn't go in. It just started and didn't get below my Adam's apple, friend. Listen, when that happened, by the grace of God, I turned to God wholeheartedly. Now listen, friend, with all their heart, and sought him with their whole desire. And he was found of them, thank God, oh my soul. And the Lord gave them rest round about. Thank God, oh my soul. Now here's a man. Let's watch him a little further. In the 16th verse, and also concerning Micah, the mother of Asa, the king, he removed her from being queen, because she had made an idol in the grove, and Asa cut down her idol and stamped it, or stomped it, we call it stomped it, and burned it at the brook Kidron. Our wife remembers that brook. Now here's where Asa burnt the idol of his mother. And this man, the Lord is with him. And it didn't make any difference, mother or a stranger, that proceeded to lead somebody astray after an idol. Bless God, Asa couldn't stand it. He just refused to stand with it, and even refused to shield his mother in it. Hey, boys and girls, therefore he just removed her from being queen. She had no business, my friend, in a position that people would look and say, well, that person's supposed to be an example. You church members, that's supposed to be a light to the world. Where are you at today? Is God blessing you daily? I want you to listen to the word of God. But the high places were not taken away out of Israel. I want you to watch this. Nevertheless, the heart of Asa was perfect all his days. I want you to watch this. All his days. He's talking about all the 35 years. Now listen. And he brought into the house of God the things that his father had dedicated, and that he himself had dedicated, silver and gold and vessels. And there was no more war unto the 35th year of the reign of Asa. There was 35 years of peace and rest and joy and happiness, because the Lord was with this man. And the people believed in the God and the Lord of Asa. And they came together and they entered into a covenant. And Asa's mother broke the covenant, and old brother Asa's son Asa just removed her from being queen. And friend, listen, he just taken the idol and stamped it and burned it at the brook Kidron. Thank God for such a son. Boys and girls, listen, I want to say to my grandchildren, I want them to be by G.C. Kelly just exactly like Asa was. But God, oh my soul, people, if granddad won't live a life, bless God, tar him, feather him, and burn him. I'll tell you what's the truth, people. Hypocrisy and idolatry. You know what holding me is, a lot of people. I've heard a lot of people in my ministry, and I believe it's on account of ignorance. Friend, listen. Whoredom is idolatry. That's what it is. Idolatry. I tell you what's the truth. I don't believe a lot of God's children ever give it a thought what they're doing. We've got a lot of people stand against idolatry and a lot of things like that, and they go right ahead, friends, and they're doing things just as bad in the sight of God. It clashed in the same category. So now let's, in the 16th chapter, let's watch it here today. Well, let's get the first verse. In the 36th year, that's the next year, you see, already had peace for 35 years. In the 36th year, the king of Israel came up against Judah, and Asa was king of Judah, and began to build. And Asa brought out silver and gold out of the treasure of the house of the Lord, out of the king's house, and sent to the king of Sarah. Now watch him. Here's the way it is, friends, when you buy friendship. Now here's the way it is. What did Asa do? For 35 years he relied on God. In the 36th year, a friend, listen, instead of continuing to rely upon God, friend, listen, he saw trouble coming. Instead of relying upon God and letting God fight the battle, friend, listen, he sent down to the king of Syria and bought him, made a league with him, and he taken his gold and silver and caused the king of Syria to break his league with Israel and made a league with Asa. Yeah! And the story, you read all this if you want a blessing, but I want you to see something. Now listen, I want to pick up at the 7th verse. And at that time, Hanani, the seer, now watch, the old preacher man, bless God, he knowed better than what Asa was doing. The seer, or the prophet, listen, the seer came to Asa, king of Judah, and said unto him, because thou hast relied on the king of Sarah, and not relied on the Lord thy God, therefore is the host of the king of Sarah escaped out of thine hand. Were not the Ethiopians and the Lubans a huge host with very many chariots and horsemen? Yet because thou didst rely on the Lord, he delivered them into thine hand. For the eyes of the Lord run to and fro throughout the whole earth, to show himself strong in the behalf of them whose heart is perfect toward him. Herein thou hast done foolishly. Therefore, from henceforth, thou shalt have wars. You'll have trouble from now on, Asa, because you've relied upon the king of Syria instead of upon the Lord. You're going to have trouble from now on, son. Then Asa was wroth with the seer. You see, this is the way it is. When the word of God goes against a disobedient child of God, friend, he'll always get mad at the man that's putting it out. But the man, the seer, just kept loving him anyhow, you see. Then Asa was wroth with the seer and put him in a prison house, for he was in a rage with him because of this thing. He didn't like it. A lot of the PTOGs he killed in a second. But bless God, friend, the Lord's on my side. Bless God until God gets through with me. There's not a devil in this earth or under the earth with all his buddies that can get to me. Brother, there's no power but of God. And if God allows this, you people that love God, you just praise God and say, well, God just allowed the devil to do it. There's no power but of God. I'm ready to go any way God wants me to go. As long as he lets me live in this world, I'm going to preach his word to God's people. Now listen in the next phrase. And Asa oppressed some of the people the same time. It was some of the people. That makes you know that some of the people was with the seer. And some of them, no doubt, just held at peace. And some of them, bless God, stood up against the seer, just like Asa did. Now then listen at the 11th verse. Let's get to 12th on account of time. And Asa, in the 39th year, here was 3 years later. Already had war for 3 years, had trouble 3 years, and in the 39th year of his reign, he was diseased in his feet until his disease was exceedingly great. Yet in his disease he sought not the Lord, but to the physicians. Now here are our people. Now here's a perfect example of a child of God. Let's get to 13th verse. And Asa slept with his fathers and died in the 1 and 40th year of his reign. All right, in the 39th year, he was diseased in his feet. And instead of turning to the Lord and relying upon the Lord, as he did for 35 years, brother, he turned to the physicians. All right, that's 39th year. All right, he died the 41st year. There's 2 years of a disease he had in his feet, my friend. And I'd like to have pictures of his feet from the time he was diseased in his feet. I'd like to have pictures of that man. Oh, I've got them in my mind. But I'll try not to preach the imagination of my heart, because my evil heart might scratch in a few of my imagination. Now listen, friend. Here it is. We got a true picture of a child of grace. Around on God for 35 years. Then trouble come, a little more trouble come after a while. You know why people begin to get weak? You know the reason is trouble? When the king of Israel began to build Ramah, you know the reason this looks big to Asa? Friend, he'd lit up in his prayer life. Let me tell you people something. If you pray as you should, I'm talking about pray, I'm not talking about talking the Word God. Listen, friends, and I'm not talking about just stopping and talking to God. You people, I'm talking about praying and talking with God. If you'll talk with God day by day, you hear me, my friend. All these mountains are brought down level. Are you hearing me? Well, you don't see a big giant. You see a little bitty devil. A little bitty, bitty devil. And you'd have to get your magnifying glass to find him. My friend, now listen. You quit praying, though. First thing you know, listen, I made my acknowledgments a few days back on account of allowing people to vex my soul. You see, this couldn't have happened, Brother Orville. I know by experience. I got to looking at that, and I watched that, and I began to watch it more and more. And finally, I watched it instead of praying. I quit talking with God about these things. I quit talking with God. As long as you'll talk with God about a thing like this, God, listen, if Asa would have went to God and talked with God about king of Israel, you know what God had done to this king? Just exactly like he'd done for these 35 years. But my friend, he quit praying. And the king of Israel and his host got to looking big. So, friend, this is what caused him to turn and go down to the king of Syria and give him money, gold and silver, and give him enough that caused him to break the league that he had with the king of Israel and depart from him and come and go with Asa. My friend, listen, God help us as men of God, as deacons of God, as church members. Let's get it out of the church members. Friend, listen, as long as I keep my right mind, as long as I keep my right mind, I'll talk with God. But, friend, God help me to keep my right mind. And that don't make any difference. The 13th chapter of Deuteronomy is wide open right now. I don't care who it is, if it's the wife of my bosom, or if it's my son or daughter, neighbor, friend. Friend, listen. It don't make no difference who it is. It tries to carry me and lead me away from the God of this book and the word of God. God bless your soul. I'm going to let him be accursed. I'm going to let him be downed. I'm going to talk to God about him. I'm going to watch God handle him. Friend, listen. Now, in the 17th chapter, now the 17th chapter, I want you to listen. His son, Asa's son, and Jehoshaphat, his son, reigned in his stead and strengthened himself against Israel. Now you see, third verse, and the Lord was with Jehoshaphat because he walked in the first ways of his father David and sought not unto Balaam. My friend, now who did he walk after? He walked... Because he walked in the first ways of his father David Thank God, I'll tell you, this means he didn't go up on the housetop. He didn't look out and see his neighbor's wife taking a bath. Friend, listen. This means he didn't set no wicked thing before his eyes. This means, my friend, hear me today, that he made a covenant with his heart that he would not look upon a maid. Hear me, my friend. This man, at start with here, I want you to watch it. But sought to the Lord God of his father, and walked in his commandments, and not after the doings of Israel. And, well, the time's come and gone. God bless you and stay tuned to this station.